With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy Kennedy brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. Carrie is from Somerville. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
Carrie is on her way to her job as a goat farmer.
I just got here, actually. You can maybe... Can you hear the little goats in the background?
Oh, let me hear.
Do you hear that?
No.
Do you work at Tom Brady's house?
Hey.
You know, we actually did stuff a Tom Brady jersey on one of the goats.
Let's go.
For, like, the NPC thing once.
Do you have goat yoga?
No, we don't.
Can we come visit the goats?
Yes, you can. It's called Bedford Blueberry Goat Farm.
All right.
Bedford.
Done and done.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Carrie?
All right, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
I wanted to make a goat noise, but I don't know what goats do.
That's a goat, right?
Yep, just like that.
Kennedy, I have nothing for you people this morning. They want to do goat yoga. Goat yoga?
Meh. Downward dog. Meh.
Meh.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy has now stepped into that soundproof studio. She cannot hear any of these questions. She's got 2,852 wins, only 239 losses. Question number one. Speaking to the GOAT, he says he had a hard time coming to grips with his youngest son not liking sports. He says, and I quote, "It was hard for me. I was like, what do you mean? He's a boy. He should just do all these things that I did." How many children does Tom Brady have?
I think two.
Question number two. In weird baseball news, the Marlins got in a spicy Twitter exchange with the Rays over the weekend, which culminated in the Marlins tweeting, quote, "You're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin." They later apologized. That got dark.
Steve Irwin fans don't play.
No.
Who is Steve Irwin's daughter that is about to get married?
Oh, God. Something with a B. I don't remember. Going to come to me later.
Question number three. Rapper Big Sean is going to be on Fallon tonight. Which of these pop stars has Big Sean dated? Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez.
D, all the above. I'll go with Gomez.
Gomez, okay.
Go with Gomez.
Question number four. Charlize Theron turning 44 years old today. She actually won the Oscar for Best Actress. It was for a 2003 movie where she played a real woman, Aileen Wuornos, a prostitute turned serial killer. Name that movie.
Oh, gosh. I haven't seen it. I know the movie. I don't know what it's called.
Question number five. The Sopranos top a list of the best opening sequences in TV history. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is second. In the Fresh Prince theme song, which part of Philadelphia is Will's character from?
Don't do this to me.
You know, I never really watched that show.
Girl, all right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Shame.
Oh, I hear goats now.
Meh.
Kennedy.
Yep.
Carrie from Somerville, who's a goat farmer.
I made it easy for you.
Got zero.
Stop it,
Carrie. That is what we call a Mel.
You know,
Mel.
Wicked wick. Girl, you ain't the goat at trivia. That's a Mel.
I'll give you a secret. My boyfriend was there helping me, and he's not here today. So.
Oh, where were the goats
when
at?
When he leaves me all alone, you know?
Kennedy, these are tough. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady says he has a hard time coming to grips with his youngest son not liking sports. How many children does Tom Brady have?
Three.
Do we need to continue?
Mm-hmm.
1-0. Question number two. In weird baseball news, the Marlins got into a spicy Twitter exchange with the Rays over the weekend, which culminated in the Marlins tweeting, and I quote, "You're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin."
No.
which they later apologized for. Who is Steve Irwin's daughter that is about to get married?
Bindi.
Bindi. 2-0. Question number 3. Rapper Big Sean is going to be on Fallon tonight. Which of these 3 pop stars has he dated? Demi Lovato, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez.
Ariana Grande.
3-0. Question number 4. Charlize Theron, 44 years old today. She won an Oscar for Best Actress back in 2003. It was a movie where she played a real woman, Aileen Wuornos, a prostitute turned serial killer. What was the movie?
Monster.
4-0. Question number 5. The Sopranos tops the list of the best opening sequences in TV history.
Oh, fact.
And The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is second.
Mm?
In the Fresh Prince theme song, which part of Philadelphia is Will's
in
character?
In West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Hey. The playground is where I spend most of my days. Go.
5-0 is the final score, Carrie. You don't get the cash, but I do have 4 tickets for Canopy Lake Park, where all the fun is. Thrill rides, water rides, games, and more. And don't forget Castaway Island with a tidal river and private cabanas. So you enjoy those tickets, okay, Carrie?
I'm so excited. Thank you.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Well, my name is Carrie, and I'm from Somerville, and I really, really can't be Kennedy.
But you got goats.
But you got goats, man.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kempy Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. 99 cents, any size, any time on all their coffees. Courtney's from Nashua. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Courtney, hey, just girl. Got off a 12-hour shift as a nurse.
Oof. God bless you.
Now, will you go home and go to sleep, or are you going to get like stuff done?
No, I'm going right to bed. Yeah, right. For
good
sure.
Girl. Good
well
girl.
Played. All right, Courtney, kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. Good luck to you.
Do you have any dumb patients in your shift?
Yes, for sure.
Kennedy stepped out of the studio now. She's over there. She can't hear any of these questions. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash. She's got 2,853 wins, only 239 losses. Question number 1. According to John Voight, we solved racism a long time ago. What? Who is John Voight's famous daughter?
I have no clue.
Question number 2. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan will return as the judges for the next season of American Idol. ABC says the show will premiere in the spring of 2020. Who is the host?
Ryan Seacrest.
David Duchovny celebrating his 59th birthday today. Of course, he's known for his role on The X-Files, but he also played a hard-drinking playboy named Hank Moody for 7 seasons on which Showtime series?
I have no clue.
Question number 4. Producer Dan just binge-watched the entire first season of Hell's Kitchen yesterday, so he wants to do a question about that. In a high-end kitchen, what is the chef who is second in command called?
Sous chef.
I ate microwave Kraft mac and cheese while watching Hell's Kitchen.
That's it.
I'm basically Gordon Ramsay.
The first 2 seasons are fantastic.
He's an angry elf.
He is. And after like 3 seasons of yelling, it just gets a little old. Question number 5. Disney is planning to reboot Home Alone. No details about it being released, other than it will premiere on Disney streaming service Disney Plus. What was the nickname of the 2 criminals in the movie whose calling card was to leave the water running in the house that they robbed?
I know it's something bandit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe partial credit?
Mm. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please. All right.
Such a good movie.
Barrett's all-time favorite. If I've scored this correctly, Kennedy.
Yep.
Courtney got 2 out of 5.
Okie dokie.
This is tough. You ready?
Not bad for coming off a 12-hour shift.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
And having dumb patients, too, Kennedy.
That's right.
I don't know that she can say that.
No.
HIPAA violation. Come on.
Call him out. Who cares? No one's listening.
John Voight, Kennedy says, we have solved racism. It happened a long time ago. Who
needs
knew?
To stop.
Who is John Voight's famous daughter?
Angelina Jolie.
1-0. Question number 2. Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, and Luke Bryan will return as judges for the next season of American Idol. And ABC says the show will premiere in the spring of 2020. Who is the host?
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
2-1, question number 3. David Duchovny celebrating his 59th birthday today. Of course, he's known for his role in The X-Files, but he also played a hard-drinking Playboy author named Hank Moody for 7 seasons on which Showtime series?
Californication.
3-1, question number 4. Producer Dan watched Hell's Kitchen, a little binge-watching session yesterday. So today we get a question about that.
I just pull for my life, guys.
Relevant.
That's what I do.
In a high-end kitchen, what is the chef who is second in command called?
A sous chef.
4-2. Question number 5. Disney is planning to reboot Home Alone, and the word is they're going to release it on their new streaming service, Disney Plus. What is the nickname of the two criminals in the movie whose calling card was to leave the water running in the house that they robbed?
The Wet Bandits?
That is correct. Woo! 5-2 is the final score. Courtney, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but I do have a pair of concert tickets. You're going to go see Beck and Cage the Elephant and Spoon August 15th at the Xfinity Center. And also you have a pair of tickets into an exclusive campfire acoustic session with Cage the Elephant, which is super cool.
Perfect.
At least I think it is.
Yeah, I think it sounds really, really cool. I don't know what it means, but I want to.
I don't know what it is.
I want to do it.
They taught me there's no rest for the wicked, those Cage the Elephant.
Facts. The money don't grow on trees, Dan.
I'm just figuring a campfire acoustic session means there must be a campfire and s'mores.
Okay.
Some guy named Brad's going to play the guitar, probably.
Let's go.
Courtney, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Courtney from Nashua, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, brought to you by our great friends at Cumberland Farms. April is from New Hampshire. Good morning, April.
Good morning.
April is moving to Virginia today. Today?
No, next Friday.
Next?
Where are you moving in Virginia?
Arlington.
Oh, wow. Right near DC there. Good luck with the traffic if you think it's bad here. Thanks. Holy crap.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, you can still listen to the show, radio.com app. Download that before you leave, okay?
Absolutely.
Because radio down there is really good, and like you have such low standards at this point with our show.
Right.
You don't want to go down there and get a really good show.
Miss us too much.
Yeah. <Duh. laughs> Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
I will. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Or you can listen to Campy Kelly down there, I'm sure. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. Kennedy with 2,854 wins, only 239 losses. Again, you tie, you lose, and she is, in fact, over there in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. Bradley Cooper hung out with Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, and Oprah last week in Italy. True or false, Bradley Cooper was in Wedding Crashers?
Ooh, I'm going to say true.
Question number 2. Tom Brady's Massachusetts home is up for sale. Which town does Tom Terrific live in? Is it Brookline, Wellesley, or Weston?
I'll go with Brookline.
Question number 3. The Bachelorette season finale came in second place in last week's ratings with about 7.5 million viewers. The top show of the week was America's Got Talent. Who is the current host of America's Got Talent?
Is that Nick Cannon?
Question number 4. Nickelodeon is going to do a new Garfield series. What is the name of the happy-go-lucky dog that lives with Garfield?
Odie.
Question number 5. Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband, Brad Falchuk, have been married almost a year, and they finally are going to move in together. What is the name of Paltrow's character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
What's his name?
Her name. Gwyneth Paltrow. What is her name? Like an Iron Man?
Oh, yeah, Peppa Potts.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
You're going to stick out in Virginia. Peppa Potts.
Hey.
Peppa Potts, kid. All right, welcome back, Kennedy.
Thank you.
April got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
Yes, that was pretty good, right?
Yes.
Very, very good.
Wow.
Yeah, very, very good. Sorry, having a little computer problems here, Kennedy. Stand by. All right, I think it is fixed. Yes, it is working. These are tough. Question number 1. Bradley Cooper hung out with Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, and Oprah last week in Italy. True or false, Bradley Cooper was in Wedding Crashers?
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does.
Tied at one. Question number two. Tom Brady's Massachusetts home is up for sale. Which town does Tom Terrific live in? Is it Brookline, Wellesley, or Weston?
Brookline.
Tied at two. Question number three. The Bachelorette season finale came in second place last week with about 7.5 million viewers. The top show of the week was America's Got Talent. Who is the current host of AGT?
Oh, crap. Nick Cannon?
No, that's the old host. Delightful gentleman, Terry Crews.
National Treasure.
Oh. Tied at two. Question number four. Nickelodeon is doing a new Garfield series. What is the name of the happy-go-lucky dog that lives with Garfield?
Odie.
Tied at three. Question number five, Kennedy, which April got right. And if you get wrong, that means we will have a second Redemption Week before we finish this Redemption Week. Dan, would you like to move in a little close to make Kennedy nervous?
Why, Dan? I thought we were friends.
Sometimes.
Gwyneth Paltrow and her husband Brad Falchuk have been married almost a year, and they finally are going to move in together.
Dan, stop touching me. I love you, honey, but stop touching me.
What is the name of Paltrow's character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Pepper Potts.
Hey. Nice job, Kennedy. We end up in a 4-4 tie. April, you don't get the cash, but I have a pair of tickets to the monthly patio pig roast happening on August 21st, which is, by my estimation, a week after you move.
It is, but I've got some great friends. I'm going to get those, too.
Well, they're going to enjoy it. It's a Casa Cana. Each pop-up will feature a pig roast, signature side items prepared by a visiting chef. Special cocktails and live music proceeds will be donated to Share Our Strength. For tickets, visit CasaCanaBoston.org. You have a great time down in Virginia, okay?
Thank you. You guys take care.
We'll miss you.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you leave the state?
My name is April, and for the fourth time, I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.